From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hundreds of thousands of women, men, and children are marching on major cities in the United States Saturday, partly in defiance of campaign comments made by newly installed President Donald Trump. The massive rallies are taking place on Mr. Trump's first day on the job. Bringing some perspective to the Women's March in Washington, feminist icon Gloria Steinem, who appeared to mock Mr. Trump's use of Twitter.
Thank you for understanding that sometimes we must put our bodies where our beliefs are. Sometimes pressing send is not enough. And this also unifies us with the many in this world who do not have computers or electricity or literacy, but do have the same hopes and the same dreams.
Gloria Steinem. People around the world are showing solidarity with the women in Washington and around the U.S. Phil Mercer reports from Australia.
They came to challenge what rally organizers called the hateful rhetoric of the new U.S. president. They've accused Donald Trump of normalizing sexism and racism. Protesters marched on the American consulate in Sydney, united in anger and fear at what Trump's leadership could mean for human rights, as well as international trade and security.
I'm outraged when I look at the appointments of the cabinet members. I mean, this is really stupidity taking over the world.
Earlier, a global series of anti-Trump rallies had begun in New Zealand. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. A spokesman for U.S. President Trump says he will spend part of this day, his full day on the job, visiting the Central Intelligence Agency, one of a number of intelligence agencies he has been at odds with in the past over claims about Russia election hacking. Trump also accused the CIA of leaking a document containing unsubstantiated compromising information about him that was allegedly collected by the Russians. Trump's CIA visit comes after congressional Democrats succeeded installing until Monday Senate consideration of Trump's choice for the CIA director, Representative Mike Pompeo. Republican lawmakers criticized the move by Democrats. Newly elected Gambian President Adama Barrow posted on Twitter Saturday that he will return to his homeland and assume power now that defeated leader Yahya Jammeh has agreed to step down and leave the country. Jammeh, who is expected to leave for Guinea within hours, agreed Friday to peacefully hand over power to Barrow.
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh's departure ends a political standoff that came to the brink of a military intervention by Western African forces. The regional forces have been in Gambia for about a week because of the former president's refusal to concede defeat. The Turkish parliament has approved a constitutional reform package that would strengthen the powers of the presidency and could keep President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in office until 2029. A national referendum for final approval of the bill will be held in several months. The ruling Justice and Development Party officials say the president needs to increase powers to counteract the growing security threats. A bus carrying schoolchildren crashed in northern Italy overnight, burst into flames, killing 16 of the young passengers. The bus was carrying the students, mostly boys from Hungary, when it struck a pylon and caught fire on a motorway near Verona. At least 54 passengers, including adults accompanying the students, and two drivers were aboard. 39 of them were injured and taken to local hospitals. And the U.S. State Department said Saturday it will not send a delegation to the Syrian peace talks next week in Kazakhstan. A spokesperson said the U.S. would instead be represented by U.S. Ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll, given the presidential inauguration and the immediate demands of the transition. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.